Okay. The Zechanishmas Daniel Shainimas in Shuafal. This week's Parsha is Parshas Yisro, Parsha Matan Torah. Moshe Alolo Elohim, Vikra Elov, Adonai Ben Aharli, Marcos, the mother of Yaakov, is again to the day Israel. So Moshe goes up to Hashem. Right, the women, the men. Then it says, "Vayidaber Elokim is hadvarim ha'ilu le'mor." So Rashi quotes a famous Chazal. Chazal say le'mor. So who's the le'mor? To who? Usually, Hashem says. But wasn't he talking to the people? So who's the lamor? What's the lamor? Because if Hashem speaks to Moshe, then Moshe's tell it over. That's how you understand how it's lamor. That's how. So, but some people ask. But over here, what's the lamor? So the Rashi says the question that people ask is Malamed sheyuonin al hein hein va'alav lav. That whenever. They get the Aseres HaDibros, right? So five of them, see, some of them are positive things, some of them are negative things. Like, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Kabed Es Avicha V'Esimecha. So whenever it was a positive thing, they would respond, yes, we affirm to this. And whenever it was a negative thing, Lo Tzirtzach, Lo Signav, they would say, we affirm the negative, no. We won't. So the question is, what is the purpose of this type of thing that they have to affirm the positive things with a positive affirmation and the negative things with a negative affirmation? So the Belz Rebbe, the Yisachar Dov of Belz, has a famous vort. That he said that he was has a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem Tov. And that they explained before she explained, that's the Lamor. Lamor means you should that Klal Yisrael should say every mitzvah, every dibur they get, say maybe not only the dibros, but every mitzvah they get, are the positive ones they should say yes. They should affirm it with a positive affirmation, and then the negative ones they affirm it with a negative affirmation. So says the Heilige Belzarebbe on page 7. Right, the Belokimus of the Mele Lamor. Peish Rashi Melamech, are you only Malhein Hein? Valav, Lav. Yesh Ladaich, the Omar Lamor, Mashmash Hashem Yisprach Alamem Lamor came. The Hashem saying, Lamor means that I want you to say, I want you to have the positive or the negative affirmation. My time is that. What's the purpose? What's the purpose? I mean, Hashem is saying this is the mitzvah, so it makes a difference. I say yes, I say no. If Hashem is in charge and He's giving us the mitzvahs, so why do we have to, you know, affirm yes, affirm no? You know, it's like you know, you get a slip that you have to fill out. So but this is not a slip. This is a mitzvah from Hashem. So. So it says like this: Yesh lomar pi Hashem mekubal mi Baal Shem Tov. The imnizdamin lefan of mitzvah essay. Say the Baal Shem Tov said he sowed. If a person has a mitzvah to do, mitzvah essay. The kasha be'ein of lekaima, and he just feels difficult. It's going to be difficult for him to do it. So what should he do? Yomar bepem mole oso mitzvah kemoshik suva b'torah. Whereas the Baal Shem Tov says you should read the pasuk in Chumash that tells you to do this mitzvah, and that will help you to be able to do the mitzvah. The Nizdam in the front of mitzvah says, if you kosh of ein of the kaima, yomar bepem mole oso mitzvah kemoshik suva b'torah, while they say ye efshol kaima. Kmochein in Nizdam in the front of losase. Say he has a mitzvah losa said, not to eat, whatever. And he feels he has a temptation and it's hard for him. So he should read that pasuk in Chumash that says not to do it. Okay, this one from Losasa, Kashal Lama Nagitsu, Abraham Lishmor, Milosasa, Yomer Befiv, and Mrs. Losasa, Kimush Kutu Batora, Yev Shalom Kaiba. Vizeva Idabra Lakim as Hadverma Ela, Al Hain Hain, Perisha Shevispa Omlahem Shal, Kol Mrs. Esse, Yomer Mrs. Esse, Valav Yomer Halav. So it wasn't only a question of that time at Har Sinai that they have to affirm. It's whenever you're confronted with a mitzvah's essay and you need chizuk, read the pasuk, and then that'll help you. What? Okay, I don't. Maybe it could have some connection. Maybe. Falav yomru halav, and the. The Arugas Abosam quotes this as well. He says the famous pasuk in Tehillim on page 8. Magi devar v'yakov chukov v'mishpotov v'yisorel lo asach ein chogoyim mishpotim bal yidoum haleluka. So it says like this. The Magi devar v'yakov, the Klal Yisrael, has the chukim v'mishpotim. But the goyim, lo asachen goyim mishpatim bal yidom. They don't have mishpatim. They only have the chukim. So we have chukim and mishpatim. They don't have mishpatim. Maybe only chukim. So what's the idea? The idea being that Hashem. So he quotes on page 13 in the bottom. He quotes this verse in the Belzer Rebbe. He says, bottom line, she says, achis l'kabel pnei kodesho. Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Yisro, the High Shaita. In this, he said that Arugas Abosim says that when he met the Belzer Rebbe on Parshas Yisro, and he heard this word from the Belzer Rebbe that we just said over. So then he says, based on this, we could explain what does it mean, Chukov and Mishpotev. Because the Chukim are the mitzvahs. But mishpat means mishpat u'seder. In other words, the mishpat is the way to go about doing it. In other words, the instructions. In other words, these are the chukim, but then you need the guidance of how you're going to go about. So the mishpatim were by reading the. So for Klal Yisrael, he told them what they have to do, and he told them if you're having any problems, then just go over the, learn the halacha or read the pasuk, or something like that, and that will facilitate. But la'asachein l'chogoy, but the goyim, he just told them the chukim, and he didn't give them this tool of to facilitate them doing it. So what is this idea? What is this idea? The idea being that sometimes people view things and they see, you know, it's sort of like with the Gemara Sukkah, sometimes they view things like a big mountain. It's, you know, like, it's too much for me. I can't do it. So obviously, whatever the Torah commanded us, we could do. So when you say the pasuk, it becomes more of a reality. A reality in your speech, in your learning. And then, the next step is you'll actually be able to do it. But sometimes a person is overwhelmed by something. And when he's overwhelmed, then he feels like frozen, that he can't do it. And that's the idea of the Baal Shem Tov's idea. That a person has to say, you know, once you say it, that's a level of reality already. And then you'll do it. But if you can't even say it, if you can't even articulate it, then it's going to be too far away in your psyche to even approach it. Once you brought it down to a dibur, then it becomes more of a reality. And It's interesting, the Yitav Leiv on page 17, he also deals with what does it mean Leimor. He says, "Anirali b'chol zeh al pibim d'chsev parshas Yitzro v'daru kiyam sadrim ha'ila Leimor nochi Hashem lokech v'yesh lovin." Amru Leimor, the Bishlama b'malkum shenem avedav Hashem Moshe Leimor. We understand, but what does it mean Leimor here? Nirali the parish. So he says a different word. He says, right, we say in Tehillim, Kol Hashem Bakoach, right? Kol Hashem Bahadur. So the Medrash says, Kol Hashem Bakoach, Bekocho Shol Kol Echad. Mir Adover. In other words, Hashem said to Dibor, to Klal Yisrael, he gave him the Torah. And everyone heard it. Bekshavet. So there was a Klal Yisdik of Dibor. But then, people heard it based on the level that they were. Say, for example, Hashem says you shouldn't be over Avodah Zarah. So everyone heard that, right? But a person who was on a higher madrega heard it in a deeper way. You know, like, Kol HaKoyes Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. You know, they heard it in a deeper way. In other words, more breadth to what this mitzvah was, based on the madrega of the person. Here, he says, "Yesho perish shem shasha omen opne oved lo yelacha shum machshava vorzara." But it could be also that you shouldn't be a balgaiva, because you're making yourself into like a god. You want people to understand? So the people who are on the lower madrega, they heard it kipshuto, you shouldn't idol worship. People on a higher madrega, yeah, perish haposher shovel chol nefesh, perish hasheni hu lebnei aliyah. Aval pshutei ha'am amru la'olam yosek adam b'torah mitzvah silu shol oshma. And that's the idea. At the Kabbalah Satorah, there was two levels. There was the Vaidar Melkim Sulima, everyone equal, but Leimor, meaning everyone heard it based on his Madrega. And based on his Madrega is like Lo Sirtzach, like the Rosh Yeshiva of Kerbiav always used like to say. So the simple people heard it, you shouldn't murder. Other people means you shouldn't embarrass somebody. You shouldn't steal his time. He's, you know, on a higher strata of level. And that's the same thing by Birkas Kohanim. There's the general bracha, and then there's the specific needs that everyone has. That's why the Berach Moshe explains that the Ko, Chazal connect the Ko Somar, Leves Yaakov, Sagei Levnei Yisrael, and Ko Somar, Levnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem, and Birkas Kohanim, they're two connected. Why? What's the connection? Because just like by Kabbalah Satorah, there was a Kabbalah Satorah in the Klal, but there's also a Kabbalah Satorah in the Prat, that everyone understood the Torah based on who they were in a more expansive, the Ritzich is not only to kill, but it means not to embarrass, not to waste somebody's time, etc. And the same thing Birkas Kohanim. There's the global bracha, but then there's the specific needs that each and every person needs. So Kabbalah Satorah was Kol Hashem Bakoach, Kol Hashem Bahadar. He's looking at the Medrash here on page 24. Lo ba'al adam al fi kocho. The fourth line. Shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah Yisrael Yilu haya v'olam b'chozek kocho lo yukon l'amad. El fi kocham. Kol Hashem b'koch. B'kochu eino omer. El b'koach l'fi kocho shol kol echad v'echad. So that's the idea, that when we got the Torah, The Yitav Lev explains, so we had a general Kabbalah Satorah, and then Kafi, the person who was listening, a more expansive idea as well. And that's why the Lev Aaron says, that's part of the Rashi. Take a look on page 20. Vayom Hashem, Elav Hashem, Lech Rev, Alisa Tavaron Imach. So says Rashi, Yochol Afheim, Imcha Talmud Lomar, Alisa Ata. Emor Meata, Ata Mechitza La'atzmacha, Aron Mechitza La'atzma, Vahim Mechitza La'atzma. Everyone had their own Mechitza. In other words, everyone understood the Torah, as the Lev Aaron explains, on a more profound level, based on who he was. So there was the basic understanding, Vayidaber Elokim, and Lamor was the more specific thing to each and every individual. So these are two different ideas here with this Lamor. Either Lamor means this idea that a person feels something is difficult to do, so he has to bring it down to reality. And if he says over the pasuk, or he learns the halachas of that particular mitzvah, or that particular avera, then it becomes more of a reality. Because sometimes people are overwhelmed. You know, Torah is the Torah, who am I, what can I do, you know? But lemur, say it. Al-hein, shehu-hein, alav, shehu-lav. And that was the Belzer Rebbe's pshat in the Baal Shem Tov. And that's how we explain. And then the idea of lemur, meaning that there's a specific Kabbalah Satorah for each and every individual. Kol Hashem Bakoach, lefi kocho shel kol echad ve'echad. You know, and that's the idea, that your Kabbalah Satorah doesn't have to be the same for everybody. That was the big thing that Rav Shomshon Rafael Hirsch said, that, you know, that Yaakov and Esav shouldn't have gone to the same yeshiva. They needed a different type of chinuch. And if they try to get the same chinuch, it doesn't work. That's, I quote my sefer from Rav Cook. Rav Goldvich pointed this out to me. Rav Goldvich from here. And then Charles Teitelbaum pointed out also from Rav Cook. That some people, their neshama is more for halacha, or their neshama is more for agada, their neshama, you know, that's what Rav David Cohen pointed out. Some people think that the only way you kabbal Torah is if you have, you know, Gemara and Achronim and things like that. But so different people have different, you know, Torah that resonates more with them. And when you try to put everyone together, that's why there could be a lot of people that are not going to be matzliach. So a lot of times the system could be set up for failure, because just people are different. So hopefully within yeshivas they could have different tracks, different things, but it's not like one monolithic type of Kabbalah Satorah wasn't monolithic. It was Atah Mechitza La'atzmecha, Aron Mechitza La'atzmo, you know, and they all could be included in the Kabbalah Satorah. But we should never feel that something, you know, Lo'i B'Shamayim He, right? So some hold that that's referring to Tshuva, some hold that it's referring to Talmud Torah. But the Torah itself, we believe, is an attainable feat. You know, that's why some people make Torah into something that's out of reach, and therefore, what happens to a lot of people? It's out of reach, so I'm not going to finish it, I'm not going to get it. So therefore what? So forget it. They give it up. Whereas learning Torah is something that many people just left because it wasn't presented to them in a way that could be fulfilling for them. And that's important to realize, Lamor, that you could read it and it could speak to you. Obviously, there's a basic halacha that everyone has to keep. It's not like, you know, that's you'll only keep the noob shot. No, everyone has to keep the basic shot. But there could be a deeper thing that resonates more with this person that doesn't resonate more with other. But Torah has to be something that it's not remote, like Moba Shamayim type of thing. And that's why if you say it, what the Baal Shem Tov's word, Allah, Al-Hain, Shein, Hain, Alav, Shein, Lav, so it's a reality. I'm already articulating it. I'm saying the puzzle, I'm saying it. I can say it, so it can relate to me. And that's the yisod of Kabbalah. So on one hand, it was, you know, Chazal tell the pasuk in Dvarim, was the Matan Torah Yom HaKohol. It was the day that everyone gathered together. So it was a communal thing. But on the other hand, it's Kol Hashem Bakoach. Everyone had their own Kabbalah Satorah. I always like to say over from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. You know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Shita was, he had a tremendous Chiddush. His Shita was that if you pass the date line, say you started Pesach, you're in China, and then you come to America, so you're behind. Oh, your head. You're one day ahead. So you keep Sfira one day ahead, and then Shavuos is going to be one day ahead. So when everyone's doing Erev Yonta for you, it's already Shavuos. That was his Chiddush. Because Shavuos is the one holiday that doesn't say what the date is. So it's only 49 days from you start counting. So that's a Pella that he passed in that way. To keep Shavuos from your own count. So most poskim don't hold like that. In other words, according to Lubavitcher Rebbe, on Erev Yontif you're already making Kiddush. And the first day of Yontif is going to be your second day, and the third day is already not Yontif for you. But you wouldn't do Malacha, it's for Hesed, just like an Israeli who comes to America wouldn't do Malacha. But so even if we don't paskin like that, but I always say that it's good yisod. The Kabbalah Satorah is a person, svartem lachem, your own sphere, your private sphere. Because Kabbalah Satorah is something how, again, the basic halacha is the basic things where everyone has to keep. But what your netiyah is in Torah, what your thing is in Torah, that could be more of a private thing. That's the svartem lachem. Your own personal sphere. So that's Atam Mechitza, La'atzmecha, Aaron Mechitza. Everyone is there in their own Mechitza of how Torah relates to them. And a lot of times we try to put everyone, that was Shamshur for all Hirsch's word, that we try to put everyone together and it doesn't work for everybody. And then people go off the derech and it's not a good thing. So the goal in Torah is everyone should feel fulfilled. And what's fulfilling for you is not necessarily fulfilling for him, whatever it is. And that's Kabbalah Satorah. Vaydar l'chim atzorim ha'ilu le'imor, Kabbalah Satorah l'fi kocho shol kol echad ve'echad le'imor. Everyone gets their own amira. Everyone should have their own pasuk. Everyone could relate to it in whatever way they want to relate to it. Again, not to mean that therefore you could say, I don't have to keep the... No, everyone has the basic halachas that everyone has to keep. You know, of all the Tariq mitzvahs that are relevant, b'zman hazeh. But still, certain aspects of Torah could resonate more with some people than others, and that's the Kabbalah Satorah. So we should keep this in mind. Yisro is the z'man of Kabbalah Satorah, and Bezer Hashem, later in the year, Shavuos, we'll talk more about it when it comes to Shavuos. But that's the game. Al-Hain, Shein, Hain, Al-Lav, Shein, Lav. It's all the reality. It's only a reality if you approach it in a way that is relevant, you know, that it relates to you. Again, the basic things, well, everyone has to keep equally. But some other madregas of Torah, how it relates to you, that's Kabbalah Satorah, Lefi Kocho, Shokol Echad Ve'Echad.